If we actually summarize those data now into averages, the mean suppression, this is the anastrozole group again, the tamoxifen group, and the combination, you can see that the suppression, change in proliferation, the suppression by anastrozole was significantly greater than tamoxifen at 2 weeks and at 12 weeks, and that the tamoxifen was very similar to the combination. This, in essence, predicted the outcome of the ATTACK trial. That is that anastrozole was more effective than tamoxifen, which was equivalent to the combination, which I think is a great control, if you like, in this situation. ATTACK, of course, used 9,300 patients. It required 30 months of follow-up before it was actually reported. This was 2 weeks of follow-up in 150 patients, very much more quicker to get to this clearly. I'm not going to say that we throw adjuvant trials out the window. Of course, we don't do that. But what this does suggest, and I think provokes us to ask, is if we had had these data before we started the ATTACK trial and found that the combination and tamoxifen were identical, would we have in fact gone forward with a combination arm in this trial? And had we not done that, we'd have actually saved not just 3,000 patients from the trial, more than that, because we had to double power it for the comparisons. Probably a year or so before, earlier, we would have known that the aromatase inhibitors in the adjuvant setting were better than tamoxifen. So these pre-surgical studies may be valuable for selecting those agents to go forward with.